What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That's the website. Check it out. And you can also take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. We are here in the heart of Midtown, around the corner of 14th and Peachtree, on this Independence Day morning for the Peachtree Road Race. And I am just hoping that I'm apologizing for Sam and I. We get distracted down here. When you see all – first of all, it's not just the sea of bodies. It's the bodies that make us feel like we got to go from here to the gym.
Yeah. But it's also the costume. A lot of people put a lot of thought into this thing, Greg.
Those are real runners.
They don't just pick up and put on the first thing. They come out and they get very creative with some of their outfits that they wear for this event. It's a special day.
Seen a couple actors run by?
Yeah, but so people dress it up, and you can do that. It's Atlanta. It's July 4th. It's the Peachtree Road Race.
And we know this dude who we're about to talk to. He's in pretty good shape, so the question, again, remains, why isn't he down here running?
That's a good question.
As we welcome in Caleb Johnson joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Now you guys shaming me.
Well, only because Abe just came by and shamed us.
Abe came by and shamed everybody. And we understand that with Max out here, too.
Well, I was about to say, Abe, I found out this recently of working with him as he was filling in on the steakhouse that he comes from, like, a family of runners. I mean, my dad often would make the joke, the only place I'm running is to the kitchen to get some food, you know, kind of thing. So I didn't grow up in the most active family, which is perfectly fine, but I did get myself in good enough shape to run the – To run the polar opposite that was back in February.
All right, okay, yeah.
And I think the thing was, once I finished that race, I was like, and this is in the, like, low, I think it was low 40s, high 30s when I ran that in February. Yeah, and I was thinking, doing this in 80 degrees, I just don't know how my body would handle it, so I need to get out there and one of these years actually run this thing I think Abe said he was up to like 15 years or something like that. So I need to get out there and do it. But I just, for whatever reason, I always find that excuse every year that's like, and of course a good one is, well, I'll be on 6 to 11 tonight on 92.9. So, you know, I got to save my strength.
Can't blame it on the show, man. You can't blame it on the show.
And here's somebody coming by with their shoes in their hands.
Yeah.
He's in his socks with shoes in the hand. I don't know what that says. What does that say, Greg?
Well, it's like people who like running. There are people. Look, what was the one who ran barefoot?
Did the shoes blow out?
Zola Budd. Zola Budd.
Yeah, but she started out with no shoes on. This man is walking down the street with his shoes in his hand.
How you know he didn't start off that way?
I don't think he started out. But then why have the shoes at all then?
Well, who knows?
I guess.
Well, you need to run up there and ask him.
I guess the shoes are not a prerequisite. We assume everybody needs shoes to do this.
Nope. We got a guest on here, man. Will you quit speculating and ask him
about
the NBA?
We're spending time with Caleb Johnson here on this Independence Day morning. And he is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. My goodness, Caleb, things continue to happen with this Atlanta Hawks basketball team. This roster continue to get shape. Thoughts about the things that have happened in the last few days as the younger members of this team get set to head out for summer league.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest news has obviously been the fact that the Atlanta Hawks now have depth. They have real depth to this roster. That's something that they desperately needed as they added Nickeil Alexander-Walker in a sign-and-trade and then Luke Kennard. So they got essentially the league's best three-point shooter over the last five seasons. Luke Kennard's been shooting like 45% every season. And I think the other thing with him is that not only does he shoot threes, and he shoots them at a high volume, it's almost like 10, close to 10 a game. It's like, I think, 9.9 per 100 possessions. But he's putting up a ton of shots, which is what have we been asking for Trae Young when it comes to adding pieces to this team? You know, I think what we had seen in years past is the Hawks would add good pieces, but you kind of went, well, how exactly is this going to work with Trae? I think what we've seen now is you already have Dyson, who is a strong point-of-attack defender and can work well with Trae. You know how Zachary Risacher works alongside Trae and the fact that he doesn't need the ball in his hands, but he can put up shots and get offense going for you. Of course, we know how Jalen and Onyeka work alongside Trae, and those things have been successful, but I think off the bench, you have not been able to find that offensive production. And so you get Nickeil Alexander-Walker from the Minnesota Timberwolves on a pretty decent-sized deal where he can add some of that point-of-attack defending. He also can shoot threes pretty decently well, enough that he'll bring some offense to your team. And that is going to give you the ability to space the floor and score a lot of points and still have defense on the other end, because you need strong defense when Trae is on the floor, because as much as he is a better defender than he was, he's still somewhat of a liability. And then when Trae is not on the floor, you need offense. And so you've got a guy like Luke Kennard who can handle the rock if you need him to, or you can put a bunch of other different looking lineups out there, maybe Dyson Daniels. It was funny, Dyson last year, after he had to step in for Trey when Trey got hurt and he played point guard, he reminded all of us media people, like, yeah, I played point guard in high school, and I think he kind of wants to do it more often. And so this sets this team up, I think, pretty perfectly to have some really strong depth heading into the season. I think they just need to add a few more pieces, because I believe, if I remember correctly, they are three roster spots away from having a full roster, and they have to sign at least two more players to fill this thing out.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. You know, after this past week and all the movement that was going on, it was funny to listen to the national guys talk about, you know, the odds of the various teams in the East, all around the whole league, but especially in the East, and how the Hawks have moved up. Given what you just said, and you look at this Eastern Conference right now, and I realize the movement isn't done, especially when people are wondering what's going to go on with Milwaukee, but do you feel like they have positioned themselves to, long as everybody stays healthy, to be somebody that's going to be really, really a headache in this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think so. It's funny. You guys talk about, like, the national media stuff. And I went on my podcast, Atlanta Basketball, with Caleb Johnson, and was talking about the fact that I'm actually a little bit uncomfortable with how positive everyone is talking about this Hawks team, because we're not used to we're just simply not used to seeing it. And I do, the part that I worry about, and this is, I tend to be a worrier, and I know I shouldn't do it, but I think part of what I worry about is that this team has not necessarily handled expectations particularly well in the past. You think of when this team came off of that 2021 Eastern Conference Finals run, they followed it up by a lot of disappointment the following season, and eventually, you know, Nate McMillan getting fired and sent up out of here. And I think even when you look at last season and the fact that the Hawks went on their run in the in-season tournament, the NBA Cup, and really had some momentum going there, they followed it up with kind of a lot of disappointment after that. And obviously that was a large part in due to injuries. But I just get a little bit concerned when I see everyone start talking about how this Atlanta Hawks team is set to be a thorn in the side. I think that was what the term that Bill Simmons used. And I mean, there's a lot of people who have been very much down on Trae Young that all of a sudden see the pieces put around Trae Young and have changed their tune. And it's like, how interesting, where people wanted to put so much blame on Trae in the past, but then when you start to see, oh, you added defense and you added shooters, well, that would work with Trae. It's like, yes, that is what so many Hawks fans have been asking for, and it's finally put together. So for me, the ceiling for this team, I believe, in the regular season is to be third in the East. But as a team that was ninth in the East just a year ago, I feel like, hey, if you get to five or six and you are in the playoffs without having to be in the playoff round, you need to be able to look at Chicago and Miami and go, hey, guys, I know it's been fun for us all three to be in the play-in the last 3 years, but we're going to separate ourselves. And I do think that the Hawks are primed to do so, but this is also an Eastern Conference that I think New York is still going to be really good. I think Orlando is certainly going to be in the mix with what they've done. I think you can't sleep on Detroit. And then if Giannis is still a Milwaukee Buck, I think they're going to be amongst that mix, especially when it comes to a regular season team. So I'm not as concerned where the Hawks end their regular season, but this is a team, as it is built right now, that I think we've got to see the second round of the playoffs to look back and see this as a success.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. You mentioned Giannis. You brought him up. A lot of people are floating this deal around. Do you feel that's a possibility for that? I know there's some odds saying that the Hawks, the odds have increased.
No.
I mean, what are you thinking about that, Caleb?
Yeah, so I have been one that I am not super interested in a Giannis Antetokounmpo deal, and it's simply because I think the amount of capital you have to give up in order to get him and what you have to pay him and how all of these restrictions are in the NBA right now with this first and second apron, it makes it enticing, but I think it also goes against the plan that we've been seeing from this Hawks team, which is build through the draft and young talent. However, this is a big thing. Giannis is not available right now. Like, he has to ask for a trade, and that has not happened. The weird thing with Giannis is he, for whatever reason, seems to be looking at Milwaukee and saying, don't make me ask for a trade. It really seems like he wants to stay there. He's been given the opportunity in the past to get out. And essentially what the Bucks have done is made last-minute moves like 2 years ago when they traded for Damian Lillard. These were moves in order to keep him. Now, if the Bucks really didn't ask for Giannis's advice on getting rid of Damian Lillard and going out to get Miles Turner, and that upsets him, then maybe we are headed towards a situation where the Hawks are able to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But if I'm honest, I think the Houston Rockets have the best package in order to make that sort of a trade happen, because they have Amen Thompson, and I think he would be the most enticing piece of any young player that a team could offer Milwaukee, because you got to think, Milwaukee's got to replace Giannis Antetokounmpo not just with stars who fit along, not just players who fit alongside a star, but they want their own star. And to be completely honest, I think Jalen Johnson's a great player. I think Zachary Risacher is a great player. I just don't know that they're necessarily stars on their own that Milwaukee would want to trade for, but it certainly makes it fun for us, right, to be able to break out the trade machine and see, okay, what exactly is it going to take in order to make that deal happen? And it's going to be most likely Jalen Johnson, Zach Risacher, at least, and a first-round pick or two.
Yep. It is fun to talk about this Hawks team and know that it's on the radar nationally because of what has happened the last couple of weeks. Is refreshing. It's a breath of fresh air. It gives us something I'm really looking forward to seeing, Caleb, and I think Greg will echo the same thing. That's what we wanted, and I think that's what the fans.
But it makes them nervous, though.
And that's That's what the fans in Atlanta have wanted. We've been waiting on this a long time, Caleb.
Yeah. No. Look. I enjoy being nervous when it comes to my sports teams. I think I was a nervous wreck when this Atlanta Braves team in 2021 was trying to win a World Series. I remember being nervous through 21 when the Hawks went on their run, and I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, so it's been the same thing when they went for their national championships. Like, give me all the nerves. I will. I'll make sure I'm getting my meds prescribed, and I'm getting a good spot. But this is absolutely what the city of Atlanta needs in order to, I think, get fans involved once again, because you had a couple of lackluster seasons of disappointment. Now the thing is, you've got to take these expectations and actually live up to them. And I don't want to be dealing with excuses come January, February of next year because of injuries. But that's kind of what this thing hinges on, quite honestly.
I love this dude, man. You get Caleb on here, you ask him three questions, you fill up a whole segment.
He's got it, though,
and he's
man.
Thorough
he's
and all
it.
Of
he's
that.
Got it. He's covering all the bases,
and
man.
And still had time to apologize for not running into Peachtree. What's on the grill for you, man? Are you cooking? Are you going to somebody's house, or are you having some folks over today?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, are you putting something on the grill at your house, or are you going to somebody else's?
No, I am absolutely putting some. I'm putting some burgers on the grill later today for sure.
All right. Okay.
Okay. You should have said that because Sam will be over there because
he's
looking for plates.
I'll do with an empty plate. I'll show up.
Caleb, as always, man, we thank you for getting up and joining us like you do, and your contributions to our show. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
There All you right, go. You too. Thanks
and
a lot,
Caleb Johnson.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.